that.
Khushi and Mohan.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we will start.
Yes, sir.
नमस्कार सर्वेभ्य स्वागतम् एषः संस्कृतवर्गः अत्र वयम् अभ्यासपुस्तकम् उपयोगं कुर्मः अहम् आशां करोमि सर्वे उत्तमरीत्या संस्कृतं पठिष्यन्ति इति धन्यवादः Okay, is my voice okay or is there a problem? Can you listen?
Sir, it's very fine, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Somebody so, is not muted, I think, so that it's echoing.
Everybody, please go on mute. So I want to just announce a few basic things. So one of the okay, is this clear now?
No, I could not hear you. Just now I can.
Now you can hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So some let me just cover some ground rules. So that we are all clear. This session is being recorded. Okay, so I request everybody to go on mute if you are not speaking. Otherwise, there will be a lot of disturbance and echoing on the line and you won't be able to hear or understand. So please, everyone go on mute. Only if you want to talk, unmute, ask your question or your answer if I ask you a question and then go back again on mute. Okay. So, okay, in my email, I had said that there is a book they'll be using for this class called Abhyasa Pustakam. And the links were given in the email where you can get the books, either the hard copy or the e-book. So it is preferred you get the hard copy so that you can write on it and there'll be some exercises that we will be doing as we go along the class. So it is good if you can purchase the book and keep it with you so that you can refer to it as well as write on it. That is the most preferred way of learning. Because the best way to learn a language is by reading and writing in the language and listening to recordings and talks, again, the links for which we'll share after the end of class. Okay, so let us start. And usually we start every class with a prayer. So I will say the prayer. And if you know, you can just say to yourself. And we'll start with the Prarthana. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. So usually every class we'll start with a prayer, and towards the end we'll say another prayer, and that is the process we'll follow. Okay. So let us look at a small proverb, and this is usually, again, we in Sanskrit we show this before the start of any class. Okay, Subhashitam Atra Trasti. It's a proverb. Arabdam Uttama Janaha Na Parityajanti. Arabdam Uttama Janaha Na Parityajanti. And the meaning is given there in English also. Good people do not give up what they have begun. So here we are beginning the level 1 spoken Sanskritam. So we hope everyone will continue and complete it to the best of your abilities. Okay. So this is a spoken Sanskrit class. So we will not look too much at the written form, but I hope that most, if not all of you, are familiar with the Devanagari, the script. So just a quick poll I want to take. If any of you cannot read or write Devanagari, can you please say? Either speak or you can put it in the chat. But I will know how many of you know or don't know. So only those who don't know, please respond. Okay, so that's very good. Looks like maybe just one. So, yeah, this lipi is called Devanagari. It is used in Hindi, Marathi, Sanskritam. It started with Sanskritam, of course. So this is the Devanagari. So if you know to read and write Hindi or Marathi, then you should be okay. You should be pretty good. And in all the slides which I'll be sharing, there is a transliteration in the sense that the words will be written in English also. So if you don't know to read Devanagari for now, you can look at that and understand. So for example, here you see the word Swaraha. Okay? And that is written here in English with the capital A and capital H. So that is the notation that is followed. When there is any letter in capitals, then you extend it. Okay, like this will be Swaraha. Vyanjanani will be Vyanjanani. Okay, so if in case you don't know to read Devanagari, you can look at this. Am I clear to everybody? If you can unmute and say yes or no.
Yes.
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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Uttamam. Okay, great. Now, please, everybody, go back on mute. And I want to thank you in advance for your cooperation. You know, if because this is an online class, we can't see each other. We have to only go by, you know, voice control. So, and even when answering questions, I would pick up a name and call on you to talk. Okay. So at that time you can unmute and give your answer. So, okay. So I'll send the links to the slide. So you can just look at the alphabets just to refresh, because sometimes we forget, we study in school. Or at a younger age, and then we don't use them. Especially people from the south of India may have a little bit of a problem. So I will send this. You can just refresh. And it gives all how the characters are formed. We'll come to it later once we have a basic, you know, understanding of some of the words. And here it also shows how each characters are written, like A-A-E-E. So in case you don't know, the one or two people who don't know, you can look at this and see how the letters are formed. Okay. And this is the K-K-G-G-N-G-A. I'm sure you'll know this in your language, whatever it is. It may be Telugu or Bengali, Punjabi, Hindi. You know, so it'll have an equivalent in Sanskritam, and maybe some more may be there. Okay, so today, so my name is Ajay. I have a co-teacher with me, Sarala. So you can, and in Sanskrit Bharati, the males we usually address as Mahodaya. So you can call me Ajay Mahodaya, and any of the male students, I will address Mahodaya. You can call Sarala as Sarala Bhagini, and any of the female students, I'll be addressing as Bhagini. Okay. Okay, so let us get to our first kind of spoken attempt. So assume this is me, assume this is Ajay, and this is Sarala. So I am saying, Mama Nama Ajayaha. Mama Nama Ajayaha. I am introducing myself. And then I am asking, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Okay, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. That means to a female, I would ask, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Okay, keep this in mind, because in Sanskritam, there are three genders and there is a different way of addressing each gender. So, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim is for the feminine gender.
Okay, then I will say, Mama Nama Sarala. Okay, Mama Nama Sarala. I am Sarala, and I will ask, if I am asking him, I will say, Mama Nama Sarala Bhavataha Nama Kim. Okay, if I am asking a male, I will say, Mama Nama Sarala Bhavataha Nama Kim.
And so I will say, Mama Nama Ajayaha. Okay, Mama Nama Ajayaha. So whoever says the Mama Nama will be the same. Mama Nama Ajayaha, Mama Nama Sarala, Mama Nama Lata. But if you're asking a male, you would always say Bhavataha Nama Kim. And if you're asking a lady or a female gender, it's always bhavatyah namakim. Okay, those are the two things you have to keep in mind for right now. So let me just try this out so that you speak your first words of Sanskritam today. And I'm coming to you, Anil Kumar Mahodaya. Mama nama Ajayah, bhavatah nama kim? Please unmute and speak. Anil Kumar Mahodaya. Okay. Abhishek Mahodaya asti va?
Aam Mahodaya.
Mama nama Ajayah, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Abhishekah, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Samyak Mahodaya, dhanyavada. Please go on mute, Mahodaya. Agre, so next I'm coming to Amulya Bhagini. Asti va?
Aam Mahode.
Bhagini, mama nama Ajayah, bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Amulya, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Uttamam Bhagini, dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Agre. So next, Arun Mahodaya, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Mama nama Ajayah, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Arunah, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Uttamam Mahodaya, dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Agre, Khushi Bhagini, are you there? Khushi Bhagini.
Namaskara Mahodaya.
Namaste Bhagini. Mama nama Ajayah, bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Khushi, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Uttamam Bhagini, dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Actually, hum do hai. There's two of us here. Mohan Mahodaya also.
Let him also introduce himself, please.
Mama nama Mohana. Bhavata nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Samyak Mahodaya. Dhanyavada. I'm coming to you next, Uday Mahodaya. Astiva, are you there?
Aam Mahodaya.
Mama nama Ajayah, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Udayah, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Uttamam, dhanyavada. Okay, so... Ankita, Astiva, are you there?
Aam Mahodaya.
Vadatu, please introduce yourself.
Mama nama Ankita, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Uttamam, dhanyavada.
Mahodaya?
Yes, Bhagini?
My mother is here too.
It's okay. You just...
Okay, introduce. It is good.
No, Mahodaya, we are just doing revision. We are in another batch. We just joined because my mother is joined this batch.
That's okay. You can always introduce.
Mama nama Srilata, bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajayah. Dhanyavada. So, don't feel shy. So, the more you... practice and speak, the better it will be. So don't feel shy. Dhanyavada bhagini. Arjun Mahodaya asti va? Arjun Mahodaya, are you there?
Mama nama Arjunaya bhavata namakim.
Bhavatah namakim. Mama nama Ajaya.
My Uttamam. Brother is
also
here.
Oh, okay. Let him also introduce himself.
Mama nama Abhayah bhavata bhavat namakim.
Bhavatah namakim. Uttamam. Mama nama Ajaya. Dhanyavad Mahodaya. Kuppas Gowdar Mahodaya. Vadatu. Please introduce.
Mahodaya, mama nama Kuppas Gowdaraha. And with me, my wife is also here.
Mama nama Vijayalakshmi. Mama nama Vijayalakshmi.
Bhavatah
nama kim?
Mama nama Ajaya. Dhanyavad. Dhrudat Mahodaya asti va?
Namaste Mahodaya.
Namaste.
Mama nama Dhrudatah. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Ajaya. Dhanyavad Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad.
Okay, so let's go through the rest of the people. Just you can say your name and you can ask me my name, but I will not respond. So hopefully my name is now very clear to everybody.
Can I ask? Namaste. Mama nama Vijayashriha. Bhavatah nama kim?
So is it Vijay Shri?
Yes.
So you just say Vijay Shri Bhagini.
Okay.
Mama nama Vijay Shri.
Mama nama Vijay Shri.
Yeah, dhanyavad. I will come to when you use the aha and which is called the visarga. We'll come to that in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, thank you. Dhanyavad.
Harish Mahodaya. Harish Mahodaya asti va? Are you there? Hemal Maskai, can you introduce yourself?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Mama nama Hemal, bhavatah nama kim?
Uttama, mama nama Ajaya. Dhanyavad bhagini.
धन्यवाद.
Jayesh Bhagat. Jayesh Mahodaya asti va? Are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir. One second. Mama nama Jayesh. Bhavatah nama kim?
Uttamam Mahodaya. Dhanyavad. Agre Mathura.
Mama nama Mathura. Bhavatah nama kim?
Uttamam. And if you are asking Sarala, how will you, can you ask Sarala her name?
Mama nama Mathura. Bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Sarala. Uttamam bhagini.
Uttamam bhagini.
Nika Mahodaya Astiva, Nika Mehta, please introduce yourself. Shruyateva, can you hear? Okay, Prasad Mahodaya, can you introduce yourself?
Mama nama Prasadah, Bhavatyah nama kim?
Mama nama Sarala. Uttamam. Rama Bhagini, please introduce yourself.
Namaskara Bahini. Mama Nama Rama. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Sarala.
Dhanyavadam.
Sagar Mahodaya, please introduce yourself.
Mama Nama Sagaraha. Bhavataha Nama Kim?
For a female, Bhavatyaha Nama.
Okay, ma'am. Mama Nama Sagaraha. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Sarala.
Namaste, Sarla ji. Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Bhavatyaha or Bhavatya?
Bhavatyaha. There will be a visarg.
Visarg also. Okay. Thank you so much.
You can see the screen, right? If you know the Devanagari, there are two dots there. Can you see the screen?
See the cursor.
See the cursor there. There is a dot. So whenever there is a H, like you will learn how the transliteration works if you don't know the Devanagari Lipi. If there is a H there, it's like a visarga, bravatyaha, right? So you will learn that. Now don't worry too much. Just focus on the spoken part of it for now.
Agre Shanti Bhagini, Shanti Devi Bhagini.
Mama Nama Shanti Devi, Bhavataha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama, Anama, Adi. Shobha Bhagini? Shobha Sangam Bhagini Astiva?
Mama Nama Shobha. भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम अजय
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः अग्रे स्मिषा भगिनी
नमस्ते महोदय
परिचयं ददातु भगिनी
नमस्ते महोदय मम नाम स्मिषा भवतः नाम किम् धन्यवादः
मम नाम धन्यवादः सुब्रह्मण्यं महोदय अस्ति वा
सुब्रह्मण्यम् अस्ति मम नाम सुब्रह्मण्यं भवतः नाम किम्
उत्तमं वेरि गुड् धन्यवादः सुजाता भगिनी सुजाता शिवरामन् भगिनी
नमस्ते महोदय मम नाम सुजाता भवतः नाम किम्
एण्ड् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु आस्क् सरला भगिनी हर् नेम् हौ विल् यु आस्क् हर्
भवत्याः नाम किम्
उत्तमं धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
स्वर्णा भगिनी परिचयं ददातु
मम नाम स्वर्णा भवतः नाम किम्
उत्तमं धन्यवादः विजयश्री भास्कर
मम नाम विजयश्री भवतः नाम किम्
सम्यक् धन्यवादः भगिनि डिड् ऐ मिस् एनिबडि इन् द लिस्ट् If I didn't call on you, please unmute and introduce yourself.
Mama Nama Anil Kumaraha.
Ask Sarla her name.
Sir, I have attended one class yesterday, but again I got a mail today. I don't know whether I am in both the groups or
Okay, Mahodaya. I will come to that after all the introductions are over.
Okay.
Then.
Mama Nama Devi. Bhavatah Nama Kim.
Mama Nama Ajay. Dhanyavad Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Anybody else? Okay, so let us address the question of sessions. Okay, so now this L1 session, the L1 spoken Sanskritam classes have started this past Sunday. So there are a total of 9 sessions. So what I would suggest is, first of all, the timing of each should be convenient to all of you. Okay, so I suggest you can attend a few classes, see which one works for you. Okay, so, because different teachers have different teaching styles, you may prefer one over the other. So go for at least 3 or 4 in the first week, or maximum 2 weeks. Then decide on one, and from week 3, please continue with the same one. Okay, even if you attend some other teachers, stick to one, because the pace may be different, the order of teaching may be slightly different. Generally, we end up in the same place. Okay, we'll be completing the Abhyasa Pustakam and covering all the topics. But you don't want to like go 1 week here, the next week there. You know, that may not be a good way to do it. So by the end of week 2, please finalize on one and then keep attending that, because you will be assigned some kind of homework. It is good to do that. Because if you just listen to this class and then show up for the next class in a week, whatever has been studied by you, you may forget. Okay, because this is a new language. We have to practice. We have to practice and we have to practice. So that is the only way you will learn. So,
but this is once in a week only the class is there. I mean, generally, no, only except this initial stage.
No, every session is once a week. So this class is on Wednesday mornings in India. So similarly, there are classes on Monday morning, Friday morning, Saturday, Sunday, at different, each teacher has a different time. So you look for the announcements that come, and then by the end of next week, it doesn't matter where you enroll. Okay, you may have enrolled with me, but if my time doesn't suit you or my style doesn't work with you, you know, it's fine. So you see if some other teacher's style is good, you can go there. Okay, there won't be any hard feelings. Don't worry. So, yeah, you have to get the most out of the class. So that is the aim. Bhagini, Nandita Bhagini, yes. Every teacher will have a session. In a week, there will be one session. So, and if you decide to stick with me, it will be this time every week. So every week, Wednesday morning 7 from India, or 9:30 Eastern time in the US, this session will be there. Okay, it'll each session will be roughly 1.5 hours. Just to give you an idea, this whole level 1 will generally take around 20 to 25 weeks. So that is the time that you will have to invest. And at the end of that, you will be able to speak pretty good Sanskritam, I can assure you. Okay? But that also means that you do your fair share. Like I said, if you just attend the class and then come for the next week, you would have forgotten, because we'll be learning a lot of new words, a lot of new ways of speaking, ways of questioning. Okay, so you have to do your fair share at home. and not much. Spend like 5 to 10 minutes every day or even every other day. Go through what we have completed in the class. Maybe the next day, like say tomorrow, you just revise what we have done. And then the day before the next class, again, look at it so that you are clear. And then if we continue, you will know exactly what we are talking about. Okay, because there are some new concepts and we'll get into that starting now. Okay, so this is what we covered. Mama nama Ajayaha, Bhavataha nama kim, if I am asking Subramanya Mahodaya, for example, or Bhavatyaha nama kim, if I am asking Smisha Bhagini, for example. Okay, so that is something that you should not forget from now. Okay, so let us look at some objects. And before we go there, like I said, in Sanskritam, there are three genders. Okay? Pullinga, Strilinga, Napunsakalinga. Okay? Masculine, feminine, and the neuter gender. And in Sanskritam, the gender is decided by the word. And as we go further, it will become clearer to you. And by how the word ends is what will give you a good clue as to what gender it is. Now let's, for example, look at this. Okay, Syutaha. Syutaha. So see this visarga at the end, these two dots. So that is usually found at the end of pullinga words, masculine words. Syutaha. So, can you unmute and Shanti Bhagini, can you say Syutaha a couple of times?
Syutaha.
Once more.
Syutaha.
Dhanyavaad. Syutaha. So, since it ends with the visarga, we know it is a pullinga word. Understood? So let's look at the next word. Cholaha. Cholaha. Uday Mahodaya, can you unmute and say this a couple of times?
Cholaha. Cholaha.
Cholaha. So again here, since it ends with the visarga, we know it is a pullinga word. Agre. Devi Bhagini, can you unmute and pronounce this word?
Balakaha.
Once more. Please say the word twice, slowly.
Balakaha. Balakaha.
Say this one also.
Marjaraha. Marjaraha.
Thank you.
Sometimes they don't know what they are supposed to do.
Marjaraha means cat. Rataha. So, Dhrudat Mahodaya, Rataha, what is the lingam?
It's a pulling.
Pullinga. Why is it pullinga?
Because there are two actually dots.
Because it is the visarga. Generally, that is the rule we'll follow at this stage. We can assume that any word with the visarga at the end is a akaranta pullinga. Okay. And there should not be a dirga a. So, rataha na rataha will be a pullinga word. Can you try to say this word? Do you know to read?
Yes. Eshah manthanah.
Manthanah. Samyak. Right. Please read this one also.
Makarah. Makarah.
Meaning?
Crocodile.
Crocodile. Dhanyavad Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad.
अग्रे अमूल्या भगिनी अस्ति वा केन यू रीड दिस
महोदय वैद्यः
ट्वाइस
वैद्यः वैद्यः
दिस वन
शुनकः शुनकः कुक्कुरः कुक्कुरः
सम्यक् धन्यवाद भगिनि सो इन् संस्कृतं वील् सी देर् आर् अ लाट् आफ् सिनोनिम्स् ओके सो लैक् शुनकः एण्ड् कुक्कुरः बोत् मीन् डाग् सो लाट् आफ् ऐटम्स् विल् हेव् मल्टिपल् वर्ड्स् सो we need not get confused as we go further you know it'll come to us we will know it means the same thing deepah deepah hemal bagini can you say this twice उत्तमं भगिनि दिस् वन्
गजः
सो वाट् कैण्ड् आफ् वर्ड् इस् दिस् वाट् लिङ्गम् इस् दिस् वर्ड्
पुल्लिङ्ग
पुल्लिङ्ग उत्तमं दिस् वन्
करदीपः करदीपः
उत्तमं धन्यवाद भगिनि
धन्यवाद
जयेश महोदय अस्ति वा केन् यू रीड् दिस् वर्ड्
यस् 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 सर् चषकः चषकः रामः रामः हस्तः हस्तः शुड् ऐ गो अहेड्
या
पादः पादः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः सर्
Khushi Bhagini, can you read this?
Darpanaha, Darpanaha. Vanaraha, Vanaraha. Parvataha, Parvataha.
Uttamam, Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
मथुरा भगिनी पठतु
मण्डपः मण्डपः
दिस् वन् Can you read this? Aste va bhagini? Nika bhagini, patatu, can you read?
आरक्षकः
Can you read this?
Yes. घटः घटः
This one?
प्रकोष्ठः प्रकोष्ठः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः सागर महोदय
विद्यालयः विद्यालयः समुद्रः समुद्रः सैनिकः सैनिकः चमसः चमसः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
रमा भगिनी Can you read this please?
शिक्षः शिक्षः
शिक्षकः शिक्षकः Do you know to read Devanagari Bhagini?
Yeah, I'm just starting to learn, sir.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. शिक्षकः शिक्षकः
Try this one.
देवालयः देवालयः
Try this one.
व्याघ्रः
उत्तमं भगिनि धन्यवादः प्लीज् कीप् प्राक्टिसिङ्ग् यु डिड् वेरि वेल्
थेङ्क् यु
Okay, so you would have seen a hand here. So let's see what that means. So since we are on a, you know, audio line and you can't see me, I can't see you. So this is the notation we generally follow. If it's a long hand with this blue color, you're pointing to something far away. Okay. And the short hand is something that is next to you. So anytime you see this long hand, it is something far away and this is close by. So when something is far away for the masculine, you say saha. Okay, so let us say that Prasad Mahodaya is sitting far away from me and he is far away from me right now. So I will say saha prasadaha. Okay. Saha prasadaha. So, meaning he is a little far away from me. I'm pointing to him and saying saha. If something is close by to me, like let's say my bag is next to me, I will say eshaha syutaha. Okay, eshaha syutaha. That means this. It is somewhat similar to this and that. Okay, that is saha for the masculine. And eshaha is this or close by for masculine again. And kaha means who. Okay, so these three words you should remember for today. If nothing else, if you can remember these three plus the mama nama bhavataha bhavatyaha, I think you will be in a good place by the end of this class. So let's go back. And we'll move through this quickly. If you can remember, so this will be far away and this is nearby. So you should ask the question and provide me the answer. And we'll start with somebody who has not spoken yet. Nadashri Bhagini, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Can you introduce yourself, Bhagini? I think you did not introduce yourself.
Mama Nadashri. Mama Nama Nadashri. Mama Nama Nadashri. Can you?
Okay. So, do you know to read Devanagari, Bhagini?
Yes.
Okay. Speak a little louder and read the question. So this is the question and this is the answer. So can you read the question and provide the answer?
Saha kaha, saha syutaha.
So it's saying what is that or who? Actually, this means who is that? Because we know it is a pullinga word. So saha kaha. Who is that or what is that? Saha syutaha. Can you ask the question here and provide the answer?
Saha kaha, saha cholaha.
Uttamam. One more.
Saha kaha, saha balakaha.
Uttamam Bhagini. Dhanyavada. Saha kaha, saha balakaha. So this is what we generally use. Who's that? He is a boy. Or saha kaha, saha ajayaha. Like that. Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Swarna Bhagini. Astiva.
Amabhagini.
Did you introduce yourself? I don't remember.
Yes. Mama Nama Swarna.
Can you ask the question and take an emission?
Saha kaha. Saha rataha.
Don't be shy. And saha. This is a trick question coming up for you. Can you ask the question?
Keshaha
Mantanaha. Whenever you see the visarga,
Mantanaha.
Keshaha kaha, Keshaha Mantanaha. Can you ask the question here and provide the answer?
Keshaha kaha, Keshaha Makaraha.
Uttamam. Here.
Eshaha kaha, Eshaha vidya deepaha.
Is it Eshaha?
Saha kaha, sorry.
Chinta mastu, don't worry.
Saha kaha, saha vidya deepaha, vidyu deepaha.
Vidyut deepaha.
Vidyut deepaha.
This one?
Eshaha kaha. Eshaha sunakaha. Eshaha kukraha.
Uttama. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Uttama.
Dhanyavada.
Very good. Subramanyam Mahodaya. Astiva.
Asti Mahodaya.
Can you ask the question and provide the answer?
Yesha kaha, yesha gajaha.
एषः महोदय एषः
एषः कः एषः गजः
So for today, please focus on the right pronunciation. Okay? Eshaha kaha. The visarga should be pronounced like that. Okay? Try this one, Mahodaya.
Eshaha ha. Eshaha karadeepaha.
Uttamam. This one, think about it.
Saha kaha.
चषकः उत्तमं वेरि गुड् धन्यवादः सो सी द डिफ्रेन्स् सः एषः सः एषः धन्यवादः महोदय विशाल् महोदय अस्ति वा
सः कः सः रामः
उत्तमं महोदय
सारी दिस् इस् एषः सारी एषः कः एषः रामः सः कः सः चषकः
उत्तमम् ऐ थिङ्क् यु डिन्ट् इण्ट्रोड्यूस् युवर्सेल्फ् महोदय
Yes, I got disconnected. That is the net connection.
Parichayam dadatu. Give your introduction, please. And ask Sarala Bhagini for her name.
Yeah. Ama nama Vishala. Bhavatyaha nama kima?
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Sarala. Uttama. Bhavatyaha.
धन्यवादः
ओके सो हू वांट्स टू वॉलंटियर I lost track of who I am. Anybody?
Namaskara. Mama nama Vijayalakshmi.
Vadatu Vijayalakshmi Bhagini.
Eshaha Arakshakaha.
What is the question?
Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Arakshakaha. सः कः सः मण्डपः मण्डपः
मम नाम शान्ति अदे मादे कः
सम्यक् धन्यवादः सः कः सः हस्तः धन्यवादः भगिनि प्रसाद् महोदय can you ask the question and provide the answer
सः कः सः वानरः
look at this hand
sorry एषः कः एषः वानरः
this one
सः कः सः पर्वतः
धन्यवादः महोदय. Who was saying? Next, please go ahead with this one. वदतु.
एषः कः? एषः दर्पणः. सः कः? सः कः? सः हस्तः.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः.
So even if I don't get around to you, please practice this at home. Okay, eshah, saha, kaha, all these are new words today. So please get used to it. Because next week we'll be looking at strilinga words and napunsakalinga words. So you should not get confused. Okay, so make sure you're clear with this.
Mahodaya, can I try?
Who is this?
Mama nama Vijayashri.
Say bhajan.
Saha kaha. Okay. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha manthanaha. एषः कः? एषः मकरः. सः कः? सः विद्युद्दीपः.
उत्तमं. धन्यवादः भगिनी.
धन्यवादः.
Okay, who wanted to try the next one? Try this one.
Mama namah Arjunah.
Mama nama Arjunah. Mama nama Arjunah.
Eshah.
Say again.
Mama nama Arjunah.
Samyak. Say this now.
एषः कः? एषः वैद्यः.
गुड्. दिस् वन्.
एषः कः? एषः दीपः.
उत्तमं. दिस् वन्.
सः कः? सः बालकः. सारी, आई फॉरगॉट टू अनम्यूट.
चिन्ता मास्तु. सः कः? सः बालकः. धन्यवादः महोदय. ओके, ऐ थिङ्क् देट् इस् गुड् प्राक्टिस् फार् टुडे. So, like I said, once you go back, please revisit this at least a couple of times. And the best thing to do is revise this tomorrow. Just look at all these slides. Get the basic few words that we learned today. You may not remember like Parvataha is here or Dantaha. But as you get familiar with the language, it will come to you. Okay, so this is chamasaha. It's a little different from the chamach. In Hindi you say chamach. So chamasaha. Sainikaha. This is similar. So just look at this and get them. And please everyone go back on mute. Unless you have a
question. Mahadev, can I ask one question? Mama nama Anil Kumar.
Please.
How we will distinguish between who and what? Is there any word, different word or same word is used?
We'll come to that, Mahodaya. So, depending on the like I said, depending on the lingam of the word, it'll differ. Okay, so if you're asking a boy, it'll be saha kaha, like that. And when we come to the strilinga and napunsakalinga, we'll see that. I don't want to confuse you today. So stick to this, be very clear with this, and then it'll become easier as we go along.
Okay.
So,
any other questions? One at a time.
One at a time. No, see, 7 to 8:30. Thursday. Morning, any classes there? Because I have not received any mail today, but this mail has come, day before yesterday itself.
I don't think there is anything on Thursday morning. India time, right?
Okay. So I think there is any meeting, any time, no? There is no issue, no?
Yeah, but like I said, once you decide, by next week, it is better you decide which time works for you and which class works for you and stick to that. Don't, you can attend others, but it'll be just to, maybe for your curiosity sake or you want to see what they're doing, but you should stick to one, through the end.
Okay.
After the first couple of weeks.
Dhanyavad.
One question, Mahodaya. For masculine, whether it is object or person, we use saha only, right?
Yes. So like I said, it is not the, like other languages like English. Even objects are usually neuter gender in English. But here, like we saw, syutaha. It's a bag, so that will be pullinga shabda. It is not the object itself, but it's the word that has the lingam.
Okay, Mahodaya. Dhanyavad.
Mahodaya.
Yeah, once we cover the different words. It's good you're thinking like that, but we need to slow down a little bit. And we have a few minutes, so did anyone have a question?
Mahodaya, me. Jayashri is talking. How to get this book, PDF version?
I'd send the email. I sent one, I think, yesterday. The reminder email. You look at that. The link is given in that.
Okay.
You have both the print version of Abhyasa Pustakam and the e-book. And for these slides, I'll be sending a link. After the class, I usually send a summary. And we'll have the recording. So if you want to just revisit what we talked about and maybe listen to yourself speak also, you can listen to the recording. And it'll be a kind of a good revision for you.
Yeah. Where I can find the recording?
I will send you the link.
You send the link.
So I will
after
have
that only.
A...
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. I will send an email with the link to the recording. And so this is the Abhyasa Pustak. Okay, so it covers what we have talked about. So like I said, it is best if you can get a print version. So then you can write on it. Otherwise, you'll have to print out this. It's like about 70, 80 pages. So it is best to... And it's available, if you're in India, it is very cheap. It's like 50 rupees or something.
No, I am in the US, so it's very hard for me to get the book. If someone get it and send it to me, it's very appreciated. I can save the money.
Actually, I got it from the link.
that it was shared by Ajay Mahodaya ji. It's an email and it was only $7 or $14. I don't know.
Yeah, I've sent a link for the US also. So okay. You should be able to get the print version or the e-book version, whether you are in US or India.
Okay. Okay then, I'll check it out.
Hello, Ajay Mahodaya. My name is Shanti Devi. I have a question. Kaisa farak kaisa hota what and who?
What is your question?
What and who? Living and non-living.
Please go on mute, Bhagini. So it is coming in the next class. We'll come to that. So for now, just look at the pullinga words that we covered. Saha, kaha, kaha.
Dhanyavad.
So the initial one or two classes will go a little slow so that you are comfortable with it, and then we'll pick up the pace as we go.
Sir, which organization is this is conducting?
This is Samskrita Bharati.
Okay.
So Samskrita Bharati is an organization that wants to promote Samskritam as a spoken language and for different things. So in this courses, after this, there are various levels you can do. So it all culminates in trying to read the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, and a lot of literature, but you have to do a few levels. This is just, you're starting with the beginner's level, where we get to do basic spoken Sanskritam. So not too much focus on reading. It is good you should read, because the text is in Devanagari, Sanskritam. But it also, in this book,
I'm not able to get into the screen through this app what you have sent to us. I have made it now. See, can you just give me how to enter this meeting, no?
Where are you trying to log in?
See, I am in that free conference call. No, that app I downloaded.
On your laptop or PC?
No, on my mobile.
It is best if you download it on your laptop, because otherwise, whatever I am displaying will be too small on your phone. Mahodaya, Eka Nimisham, just listen to what I'm saying. Otherwise, you can buy the book and then you can follow along. Okay, but the best thing is if you can log in from your PC or laptop, download the FCC app, that is the free conference call app, then you can see whatever I'm sharing very clearly. Because I will involve all of you and ask you to read and answer. So you should be able to see what you're reading, right? So it is best if you can do it from a laptop. I mean, sometimes you may be traveling or something and you maybe have to do it on the phone. At that time, you can just listen and try to understand.
Okay, thank you.
Mahodaya, what all other things you said, like reading Gita and all that will culminate, right? What are the other activities of Samskrita Bharati and how we can contribute?
So for now, I think the best way is at least start buying the books. So start from there, and there are various ways in which you can contribute. One of the ways you can do, for the different ways, you can just go to the website. There'll be some information there. Samskrit Bharati USA.org or samskritbharati.in. I can send you the web address also, so that you can go and just see what the organization is all about and what they do. And if you are willing to contribute, that's absolutely great.
Yes, Mahodaya. Yeah.
Nothing is too small. Okay?
Anything else? Please go over the homework. Please go over all. We are sending. We'll send you the link of this. So when you click on the link, you will get all these slides. So go over this. Okay, at home at least once you do it, and think of 5 words in this, and we'll ask you next time when next class when you come. We'll ask you any 5 words, and you please remember that. So if you go over these slides, you should be able to do that. Okay. So there is another dictionary which is very helpful with this, along with this class. I'll briefly show, but you can go to this dictionary. You can enter anything. And that also will send you the link. So, for example, Balaka. When you do type, it will translate into Sanskritam. Hang on, it's a bit slow. Balaka. Or you can type in English also, like transliteration.
So, English to Sanskrit.
Yeah, you can do all that. You just play around. I'm just giving you the basic stuff. So, for example, boy. So, you will do other way around also when you change it here. Okay, for translations. So, it's like a good way to it's the best way to learn in the beginning when you cannot. Think of any words or something in English to Sanskrit, and you can enter the transliteration here, or even the Devanagari also. That and all will, as we go along, we'll teach you how to type in Devanagari, that Google input tool. Like in phones, I think nowadays you can type right in your languages. You might already know that, but we will go over all that, even on emails, Gmail and all you have, and Google input tool. There are a lot of tools. We'll come to that. I just wanted to introduce to this dictionary, then we'll send you the link. This is a very useful tool in the beginning, when you're even now. So it's a very good tool. So please make
Bhagini,
use of
but,
it
this and, is just sorry to interrupt, Bhagini, but when you typed, it is not showing Balakaha. It is showing Balak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good question. So here it doesn't give you that, but here can you see when I'm pointing, it says M, right? It means masculine. So you have to add Visarga to it. So it doesn't, it gives you just that, but when you say M, you have to add Visarga. Okay? That's a good question.
Okay.
So where you know the linga of the whatever you enter. So that's how you know. That's another way of kind of practicing, which is the Pullinga Shabda, Srilinga Shabda. We'll come to next week. Today we learned Akaranta Pullinga, right? Balaka, ka. It ends in a, right? Ka and a. So Akaranta Pullinga Shabda. That's what we went through today. So that's what you can practice and play around with this. Just and you will learn a lot by just obviously you have to practice and just listen. And there are, I don't know whether if you are not familiar, I will send you another link. Samskrita Bharati has some spoken some videos that also you can listen. It is like a 20 minutes video. I'll send you the link also. That one you can listen. There also they practice the same thing. More you listen, it's better. It's for everybody. And even the children, they will learn. A lot of kids are in the class, looks like. So they can also go over that link and they can also listen. So you will get good practice of spoken Sanskrit. So, and kids, you have kids and families who have joined together, try to speak at home. Whatever we learned, just try to speak to each other. And that and all is important in practicing.
Bhagini, okay. I have a question. I see subsequent classes subsequent classes on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. My question is, if can somebody register for that right now?
Are you talking about new people?
New people, yeah.
I don't know, because the classes may be full because you registered on a form, right? Google form as Mahodaya sent. So I don't know whether they can add, but if there are too many people, I don't know. You can send an email to Swarup Mahodaya so that he will add you to the Google group. If otherwise, they can, whoever is it, they can just join the class, right? They will have all the info, or you can forward it to them and they can join, but they won't be getting any emails because they are not in the Google groups. So they can come and listen. It's up to you, up to them. But if they want to be in the Google group and formally they want to register, they have to send an email to Swarup Mahodaya. When you joined, you maybe you got an email from him or whatever, right? Swarup Mahodaya or Arabind. I think Arabind Mahodaya, or I don't know who you got it from.
Arabind
Or whoever, you have to just reply to the email, whoever teacher sent that email also. They will also help you.
If I have to repeat a class, if I want to repeat a class, like then this week, then how do I do that? Again, I have to send an email to Swarup Ji?
No. If you want to, you can now this class, you can attend any class like Ajay Mahoday explained, right?
Okay.
You can just go and join the class, but better to stick to one time which is convenient for you and just stick with it, unless your things change, right? Sometimes things change and you can go to another class. But now these group 11, right? Group 11, all these classes have started. You are free to go to anywhere and just for revision or whatever. But you can just stick to one class for like continuously, one or two classes, whatever is convenient.
Thank you.
You don't have to join again for another group. You don't have to go and formally join. I'm talking about outside student who has not registered. If they want to join, that's what I was explaining.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Bhagini?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a Google phone and I have Google Play Store. I can't find this dictionary in it.
No, it's not an app. It's a website. I will send you the link. It's like go to the Google browser and learnsanskrit.cc. I'll send you this link.
Okay.
So you will get it. But see, so spokensanskrit.org, that also will go there. Now they have changed the URL, but we'll send you all this information in the email. You should be getting the email tomorrow because here it's late at night.
Right.
But tomorrow we'll definitely send you all the information. So for now, if you cannot wait, you can just go here. You can see the browser, right? Learnsanskrit.cc. Go to the browser and just type that.
Yeah. Thank you, Bhagini.
Yeah, sure.
And a couple of announcements I should have actually made in the beginning of the class. So if you are not able to hear whatever I'm talking, or if I'm not able to hear you, the best thing would be to log out and log back in. Sometimes there is a problem. This is, after all, a software product, so you can expect some kind of bugs. If I get disconnected, please stay on the line, because I'll have to dial back in. So it is best if you log in using a laptop or a PC, like I said. So whatever I'm sharing is clearly visible to everybody. If you're on the phone, you may not be able to talk and listen, I mean, see the listening.
How many maximum people can attend this meeting in this meeting?
There is no limit as such, but see, what whoever have registered, they can attend. So I think for each session there is roughly like 30 to 50 students.
No, I am not asking for this meeting. This app, no, you can, make as many as you wish.
Yeah. As many as you. So, but see, there, that's the issue. When there is a lot of traffic or a lot of meetings going on, usually over the weekend, you could have this kind of problems. Like today, there were not too many, I hope. But usually on Saturdays and Sundays, where a lot of these are going on, you could run into some problems because the server limits may be hit or, you know, different things. So that is why we ask everyone to join early, so that once you are in, hopefully you are in. But for some reason, if you are disconnected, please join them. Okay, so we have neared the end of the class. So we'll let us say the prayer and end the class for today. So this is the prayer we'll be saying at the end of every class. So if you know, just repeat in your mind. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Dhanyavada sarvebhya. We'll meet you next week.
धन्यवादः पुनर्मिलामः
धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः भगिनी
धन्यवादः